Hello y bienvenidos a Aprende Inglés con The Language Coach. Un espacio para aquellos que quieren mejorar su inglés, mejorar su gramática, su pronunciación, vocabulario, expresiones idiomáticas, phrasal verbs, you name it. Aprende inglés con The Language Coach. En el capítulo de hoy, charlas con Erin, nivel A2. Tendencias. En español las tendencias generalmente pueden ser tendencias de moda, pero también podemos hablar de las tendencias del mercado, ¿no? Pero estábamos hablando también de cosas. Por ejemplo, hemos hablado de los steps en una presentación. First, second, third. Pero digamos está cuando hablamos la diferencia entre another y the other. What would be the difference between another and the other?
Mm-hmm. Another is in addition to. So you could say I drank one cup of coffee and then I drank another cup of coffee. So it would be in addition to. Mm-hmm. And the other is referring to something else. So you could say I drank one cup of coffee and then I tried the other coffee if for some reason you had two different types of coffee, which probably
like yeah the other brand or something,
or I tried the other with my second cup of coffee, I tried the other milk or the other sugar.
Okay, fair enough. Now when you're doing a presentation, cuando estás de pronto dando una presentación y la gente te hace preguntas o igual cuando eras profesora y te hacían preguntas, ¿Cómo manejabas las preguntas?
Yeah, I would say that's a great question. Thank you for asking that question. Or if I didn't understand the question, I would clarify and I would say, are you asking what this means if this happens? And then when wrapping up my answer, I would say, I hope that explains it, or does that make sense? Do you understand this answer? Or even better, can you explain the answer back to me in other words, mm-hmm. please? Or turn to your neighbor and explain what I just said in different words to your neighbor.
Interesting. Si tú le dices a alguien, eat one's heart, sorry. Vamos a hablar un poquito de muchas expresiones que tienen que ver con el corazón. Entonces, bueno, follow one's heart, que es seguir el corazón, pues no, eso no tiene mucho misterio. Traduce igual en español, es decir, hacer lo que uno siente. Pero digamos, si tú dices from the bottom of my heart, ¿no? De lo profundo de mi corazón. Pero what does that mean, from the bottom of my heart in English?
Yeah, if you're saying something from the bottom of your heart, it means that you fully feel it and it's like the most true anything could be. And it's really emotional and deep. And it's really meaningful.
Really meaningful. What about have a change of heart? Como cambiar de corazón. ¿Eso realmente qué quiere decir?
Mm-hmm. To have a change of heart is to change your mind. And usually it's referring to someone already made a choice and that choice is negative. Or that choice could maybe cause harm, but then they have a change of heart and they do the more positive thing.
Okay. So they have a change of heart. Es como cambiar de parecer. What would be the difference? ¿Cuál sería la diferencia entre tener un corazón de oro y tener un corazón de piedra? Have a heart of gold and have a heart of stone.
To have a heart of gold means that you're really, really nice. And to have a heart of stone means that you are really cold. And like no emotions.
No emotions. Do you know people who have a heart of stone?
I could think of a few people that I went to high school with, yeah, that I don't hang out with. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Okay, en inglés tienes una expresión que se llama to have a heart-to-heart talk, es decir, tener una conversación de corazón a corazón. En español, pues realmente, o sea, si te la dicen, yo creo que por ahí entiendes de qué están hablando, pero realmente, ¿qué quiere decir esto en inglés, to have a heart-to-heart talk?
Yeah, when you have a heart-to-heart with someone or a heart-to-heart conversation, it just means that you're both being really honest and open, probably about something that you've never really talked about with that person before. And after, you both feel really happy and light and connected.
Mm-hmm. So you have a heart-to-heart talk. Yeah, it's como, es como una conversación, bueno, diría calzón quitado en español. No, o sea, like basically al desnudo, yeah.
Yeah.
Muy honesta. Si le voy a decir algo, sí, aquí en español a veces decimos, no, pues a calzón quitado, esto es lo que está pasando. Yeah, but in English it would be a heart to heart. And sometimes you just refer to, yeah, we had a heart to heart the other day and we talked about many things, no? All right, very good, very good. So tell me a little bit about this camping trip. Cuéntanos un poquito de este viaje de camping que vas a hacer la próxima semana.
Yeah, I'm really excited. My friend George from Ohio, who I was traveling with in Colombia, is going to drive his car 12 hours to come get me. And then we're going to drive another 2 or 3 hours northeast into New Hampshire, into the White Mountains, which are absolutely gorgeous. The rivers, gorgeous mountains. Mount Washington is part of the White Mountains, which has the highest altitude. It's the highest mountain east of the Mississippi River in the United mm-hmm. States. I've actually climbed Mount Washington before. It took me about 7 hours to go up and down it. Yeah, it's amazing. So I'm hoping I can convince George to hike Mount Washington one day. We definitely want to find a clear day to do that so we can see the incredible views once we get to the top. And yeah, we're just going to pack a bunch of rice and veggies and beans, hopefully have some avocados. Hopefully we'll be able to do some Colombian meals, I'm hoping, because I know we're both craving some Colombian meals. I've been trying to find harina pan, but I can't find any, unfortunately, right now.
Oh, okay. So yeah. he is, oh, look, it's going to be like this.
Gorgeous, yeah. It's unreal. The whites are...
Beautiful, beautiful. Sí, se ve super bonito. The White Mountains in New Hampshire, where you can hike. Well, I think that's awesome. No, me parece fenomenal. ¿Dónde es que vive George? ¿En Ohio?
He lives in Cincinnati.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, Ohio, yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio. So, yeah, he needs to go through Pennsylvania to get to you. Well, fair enough, I guess. So, yeah. Está muy bien. Excelente. Listo, Erin. No, pues muchas gracias. Yo creo que con eso we're gonna wrap up. Gracias por acompañarnos en Aprende Inglés con The Language Coach.